Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Small Business Heroes, where we invite entrepreneurs and business professionals to share their growth stories with the Zoho community. In today's episode, we have Hatim Shetia from Lansing, Michigan, who is a director at 7C Lingo, a business that provides multicultural solutions like document translation, interpretation service, multilingual staffing and training, etc. So let's learn more about this business from the director himself. Hello, Hatim. Welcome to the podcast. Could you tell us about yourself?
Sure. Well, my name is Hatim Shetia. I am the director over at 7C Lingo. We're a cross-cultural communication agency. Basically, anything to do with language and culture. Our two biggest services are interpretation and translation, and been open since about 2007. We service primarily clients in Michigan, but we also have some clients overseas as well as, in different states. And we've been with Zoho for, I think, over 2 years now. So far it's been great. And that's kind of my day-to-day includes, different meetings, whether it be Zoho meetings or kind of meeting with clients or vendors or whatnot, aside from other business processes. So been part of the 7C team for almost 4 years now. So.
And how did the company start? What is the story of 7C Lingo?
So it's kind of funny how the company started. Back in 2007, our owner, he was just a friend of somebody who was doing, or who was, one of the main people in charge of the Michigan MEEP test. It's not that common. So for those that aren't familiar, the MEEP test, it used to be a standardized test that I believe it was like K through kindergarten through, I think, seventh or eighth grade, I believe, I could be wrong, would have to take annually. And he was approached because he was bilingual to do some translation or voiceover work on the MEEP test itself. Of course, he was not a linguist. However, he had known one, and we basically launched the MEEP translation that way. That was our first ever project. We did the same thing the following year, and then eventually they wanted to add Spanish to it, and then they wanted to add a couple other languages, and then next thing you know, we go from, those 1 to 2 projects, here and there sort of ordeal to today. We're very fortunate enough to have well over, I think we have between over 300 clients right now, either 300 or 400 clients right now, and we do translation, interpretation, cultural intelligence training, transcreation, localization, kind of like I said, anything to do with language and culture, or, kind of international kind of expeditions or ventures, that's definitely something that's in our wheelhouse. And today, like I said, we're based in Lansing, Michigan, and the beauty of kind of what we do and how we do things is all really reliant on really great people, really great training, and really great networking. So we're able to pretty much service anywhere that there could possibly be a need. We're one of the most diverse options in terms of languages, because for interpretation, we do 270 plus languages. We also do American Sign Language, Braille. And for translation, we do over 1,500 different language pairs. And translation kind of fully encompasses, documents, websites, voiceovers, things like that.
So with over 270 languages and those many customers, what I understand is most of your client base comprises students who are writing exams.
So that was our first client base. Right now we kind of do, we have several industries that we work with them. Our top three would be medical is huge for us. It is for many others in this space, legal and courts. Whether that be law firms or different district courts or different county courts. And then third, it'd be probably between education or government. Both are really big for us, and education kind of fully encompasses, K through 12 and also university education too. So those are pretty much our top industries. I know that, for us personally, it has been really, really big since our kind of inception, the medical world. And recently we've been seeing a lot more demand from the educational K through 12 side, as well as an increased kind of use or popularity on the government and education side too.
So How do you reach out to these organizations today? What is your growth strategy for 7C Lingo?
So that's kind of the funny part is up until I think about middle of this year, we actually have never marketed, never done any sort of outbound marketing or client acquisition, any of that stuff. We really have been fortunate in the fact that we hold such a high standard for ourselves on like a service and quality perspective that we have only ever had clients come in from word of mouth. You know, we work with several different government agencies and, you know, the federal and state that, you know, will come to us based on a friend of a friend of a friend who had a really good experience, or they know we contract with a certain person here. Same with hospitals, things like that too. So, you know, really what made us want to kind of go into that more this year and kind of what got us to the CRM Detroit meetup was, you know, we wanted to pursue that kind of further expansion pack from, you know, instead of it being controlled, kind of organic growth with no marketing support, to shift over that marketing support was a conscious decision because we have the infrastructure already. Now it's just trying to get our name really out there. So, you know, in terms of what we currently do for client acquisition, you know, it ranges anywhere from, you know, good old fashioned smiling and dialing to, you know, cold emails to reaching out to also like previous clients that their volume might have lowered. You know, other routes that we do is government bids and university bids and things like that are also pretty good for us. So, you know, we there's a bunch of different channels just because what we do is so unique in the sense that, you know, you might have one client that is looking for a commercial, but that commercial is going to go in like 10 different countries. They might not know up until it gets to that stage that they might need us. So really the biggest source of, you know, marketing or client outreach is really just staying connected with the community, staying connected with kind of what's going on, and really just make sure that your name is out there and take every chance you can to, you know, show some sort of involvement.
If I understand this correctly, a corporate with a market presence in 10 different countries with 10 different languages and has a commercial video, can they hire 7C Lingo to translate the same commercial for their multiple markets?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually did something similar to that with Domino's a few years ago. And I believe that they wanted us to help out on the Spanish side. But yeah, no, you know, for, you know, either voiceovers or translating or subtitling or whatever the case is, we do anything to do with language, you know, either. And anything that we don't do, we send you to the right place. It's not like, you know, we don't do it, so we're going to try to figure something out. I know we don't do it. We're not that familiar with it. We'll send you somewhere else. But fortunately, especially since I've been here prior to that, we are not known for turning down work. So it's very, very rare you'll get a no from 7C.
Where do you get these translators from? Are they freelancers? Who are they?
Yeah, so it's a mix. There are some obviously that we use for freelancers, as well as some that we obviously have like on staff and as employees. Really with our industry, the way it works, it really depends on where you want to specialize and what you want to do. You know, we're very fortunate that Lansing is a very diverse area. You know, most of the interpretation languages that we offer are through local linguists. You know, and put in perspective, that could be someone who is a doctor that does interpreting on the side, or someone who is a full-time fluid interpreter, fully trained and so on. So, you know, that always is going to vary there. So a lot of people that we get for the face-to-face interpretation definitely are local. And then what we kind of do is we're certified to train community interpreters. So there's a 40-hour interpretation course. We're certified to kind of give out that certificate and that training. So, you know, any interpreter comes in or anybody interested in becoming one, are able to come in and have our support to give them the knowledge and education that they need. So for translation, obviously that's a little bit different. Translation, there's way more language pairs and language options available. So, you know, we have tons of people internationally. We have a couple of remote offices that are fairly new. So remote isn't like really remote offices. That's not a building, but, you know, mainly point of contacts. And, you know, they really handle most of our recruitment on the translation and development side.
So wherever a client is from, whatever language he's looking for, you'll have a translator ready for him? Most likely?
Yep, and there are projects that, you know, like there have been some projects in the past that we don't have the familiarity, we don't have really the knowledge with it. And, you know, we're not going to hide behind the bush, but, yeah, no, we do this, but, you know, let me get back to you. It's like, no, we have never done this before. If you give us X amount of time, we can guarantee that we'll know what we're doing with it. And, you know, that has only ever happened once. And, you know, that project was a success. It was for education voiceover in about 7 different African countries. And, you know, kind of like situations like that, for example, you know, we kind of just ramp up all gears, get all the departments going, get all the recruitment pumping, and go through the quality control checks, the interviews, the verifying, the editing, the, you know, samples and all that fun stuff. And really, you know, we don't say no. So if you come to us with something completely weird, never heard of, off the mark, no experience whatsoever, we'll just tell you how much time we need before we can be like basically the next experts at it. And then hopefully you'll be able to see that through the work.
It's nice to know that you have a solid setup of business process today, where you have a group of translators with their own skills and services, and then you have a big list of clients whom you would like to keep nurturing. So everyone is a contact for your business, right? And you need a central repository. How is Zoho CRM helping you with that? I just want to understand the Zoho's role in your business.
Yeah. So we have Zoho One. I think we have up to either 40 or 50 applications. I can't remember. And with Zoho One, the thing that we use the most is CRM. But we don't exactly use it the way we're probably supposed to. We use it really as a cross between a CRM tool or CRM program, as well as our project management tool for a lot of our translation projects. CRM really, it seems like for the apps that we're at least utilizing that we've added, CRM is kind of like the central hub. It's the one thing that'll connect to everything. So we found that really super duper helpful, especially for on the CRM lead generating side, you know, kind of keeping track and, you know, monitoring who's coming in where, who hasn't responded to us, who we need to follow up with, that sort of stuff, as well as on the project management side, being able to use a lot of the workflows, the blueprints, the automation piece of it, and its communication, you know, like Zoho Forms or Zoho Writer and all that other stuff. That is a huge benefit for us and really has streamlined a whole translation process from being, you know, a stream of 1,001 emails to most of it being automated up until it gets to the project management portion side. So that's been really great for us too. Another big thing that we use is Zoho Books for actually all of our estimates that go in or out of our office. When we first got Zoho One, we were just doing it for translation. Now we're doing it for all the services, which is really great for us, mainly, again, from an automation perspective. Being able to send out an estimate and then have it, as soon as it's accepted, automatically go into an invoice with a payment link, and everything's already connected, good to go, and it's saved to the client's profile and the archived clients that we might have as well. That in and of itself functions almost as like another CRM that we don't really treat as one, obviously. But you know, we're trying to get better. So we've been trying to get a little more involved in the whole community to figure out, okay, well, what does this app do for us? Or what can this app do for us, or vice versa? So we've been very lucky in that sense. And you know, there's tons of information out there, obviously great people like yourself available to help out. You know, there's a user group that we attended was very helpful as well. And yeah, so, you know, we don't use its fullest capacity, but we're trying. And, you know, hopefully between campaigns and everything else, we'll be able to really take it to the next level.
So, since you have a seemingly sorted stack of Zoho at your organization, what advice would you give to the small businesses that are signing up for Zoho today?
I would say that for anybody getting here, small business getting started with Zoho specifically, and mainly, again, my experience has been with Zoho One. You know, we have tons of apps at our disposal. I know everybody's going to be a little bit different. The main thing I would say is do not over clutter your applications. There's Zoho's got 1,001 apps, and by the end of this call, they're probably going to have 10 more. So, you know, that's it's really great. Every app is really lovely, and honestly, everything that we've been using has been working. But it's really easy to get lost in the mix. You know, and I definitely spend all the time for the full onboarding, full setup, full everything. And I know we were fortunate enough to get a window or time period that we were able to actually have a lot of Zoho support for setting up things the way that we wanted. I definitely highly utilize that if that's something that's available to everybody else. But you know, really that would be my biggest thing is, you know, don't overclutter it, know what you need, and definitely go in and take the time for the setup. And remember, it's not ever going to be perfect, but you know, through the Zoho team and the Zoho community and getting that familiarity there and just general like training and support, there should definitely be as close to perfect as you'll probably get it anywhere else. When it goes to your setup and how you want your invoices to look, how you want your estimates to look, how you want this to act or that to act, or and that sort of stuff. So don't rush through that process just to get it done, and don't download every single application you can find because you can figure out a reason to use it. For those just getting started out in general, I definitely say, you know, as either an early entrepreneur or a small business owner, it's, if you haven't faced it already, patience is going to be the biggest virtue for you, as well as definitely to persistence, you know, finishing what you started, understanding, you know, it's always going to be excellence over perfection. That's a really big one for us here in the office, is that we're always, you have to kind of realign ourselves, realize we're never going to be perfect, but we can be excellent. And kind of just keeping that sort of mentality of, as long as you're the best you can be, it'll pay off. And, you know, it might be a week, might be 2 weeks, might be a month, might be 3 months, might be a year, might be 10. You know, you never really know up until, you know, you reach that point of, okay, well, how about this? And I'd also probably include there that it's really easy to get bored or comfortable. And the moment you feel bored or comfortable is probably your most vulnerable, because, you know, it's easy to get to the top. It's hard to stay at the top, right? So, you know, constantly, and that's honestly just part of being any entrepreneur or really any good leaders, you're constantly looking for challenges to overcome.
That's a great piece of advice, Hatem. So one users might get carried away by signing up to all the applications it offers.
I appreciate it. I hope that it was helpful. I hope I was able to give some, you know, helpful feedback and insight on kind of what future Zoho users can expect. And, you know, when, you know, if I can leave with anything, just, it's a great platform. We really enjoy it. We actually are looking into seeing what kind of certifications we could potentially do to, you know, either better us internally or kind of, you know, do some collaboration maybe. And it's been a joy to use over the last couple of years. Just got to give it the time that it needs to understand it.
Oh, sounds good. And if you need any help, you know where to contact, right? You have
my email. Yes, I do.
Just feel free to write to me whenever you need to. Right, Hatem?
Of course. No, thank you very much, Vinay, for the offer. I really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot for this great interview, Hatem. I really appreciate you setting aside some time and sharing your experience with the community.
Yeah, no, absolutely. My pleasure. And again, it's, you know, I hope that, you know, this was helpful and, you know, beneficial for you and kind of everything that, you know, you were hoping, at least, that, you know, that it was able to benefit somebody out there. But yeah, if there's anything else we can do, just let us know. We definitely would love to get more feedback.